Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, hello, everyone. I am Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we try to digest the reality of everybody's lived experiences, whether it's hot weather, cold weather, live streaming, not live streaming, sourdough baking, gardening, homesteading in other ways, and basically just trying to figure out one thing we all have in common, a thing.
That's right. We are like the gastric acid of the human experience, digesting it all for you.
Goodness. Yes, that is exactly is that what not, I also
right?
was thinking.
Is that
yes?
We'll workshop that one. We'll get back
the
to
same
you.
Thing. Gastric acid. Yes.
Marketing's telling me no. Not a good slogan.
We eat away at you slowly until you are finally gone.
Until you are digested. New listeners of It's a Thing, and there are a few of you. Welcome.
Yes.
We occasionally go to the bullpen. Because we build up this list of potential things to talk about on the show over time, and some of them sit around until they get called in. Others just never do get called in. So from time to time, we like to kind of pull back the veil and show you all the things that we thought about talking about and why they never quite made it in, and maybe they should have.
And honestly, I feel like this one is going to be a little bit of like a time capsule.
Yes,
like
it
we
is.
Buried it in the ground because some of these things have been hanging around since the before times.
Yeah.
And it is weird and crazy to see them. But yeah, it's like
my first one, feeling too crowded and all with all these people around.
Everywhere. Yeah. I'm so tired of everybody migrating to kissing on both cheeks. Like, oh, no, stop that.
Kissing on both cheeks is totally going to be a thing. Wait, no, it's not.
Not a thing. No.
The first one in our bullpen here is unattributed. Most of them are either have Rich's, Molly, or myself with initials by them. I don't know whose this was.
I don't know either, but I can tell you it was not mine because really, honestly, would it have been? No.
Rich just put his initials next to it.
And said veto.
Subscription Next. Text editors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Next.
Yeah. I mean, probably.
Poor Rich,
was
we're
a
like
thing.
Speaking for him.
Yeah, I know. Rich also has a bunch of others here from the before times. Re-releasing current movies with additional footage.
Uh-huh. True.
Maybe online. Yep. Over the top tasty videos, like 100 layer lasagna. Pizza.
That is a huge thing. I follow this. I do follow this Instagram account. It's totally like, here, we took this cookie and then we put a cake on top of it. And then we added like a 7-layer trifle and a cheesecake and a couple of sprinkles of chocolate. The end.
I'm like, he's now crossing out his things. Like, no, don't talk about that one.
Anyway, it's like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, we'll skip that.
All right.
One.
We're going to skip ahead.
We will mention Champion Sportswear.
That is a thing, Rich.
Totally.
You were right, my friend. Is it, though, anymore? Because you would go to Target and you'd get it.
You can get curbside service at Target.
Actually, yeah, that's true. Right? You can even go in the store. Yeah, that's true. Right. So that might be a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, actually, that now we're into the part of the bullpen that is my thing from the before times. And I'm pretty sure that, indeed, that is probably not open. But Decathlon, the French athletics superstore, had slowly been starting to become a thing. So it is... It's like the IKEA of athletic gear, and Decathlon, like it's all branded. It's all in, it's self-branded, you know, they don't make their stuff. And so they don't have, or they make all their stuff. So they don't have middlemen. And so the stuff is cheaper. And it's literally like you walk into this store, they opened one in Emeryville, which sits between the Oakland-Berkeley border here in the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area. And you can buy something for any sport. I mean, everything from cycling to camping, to backpacking, which is a different aisle, to yoga, to Pilates, also different aisles, to boxing, to skateboarding, to horseback riding, to fishing.
Wow.
All in one amazing, cheap store, because it's like IKEA style. Oh my God. Even just saying this out loud, I missed Decathlon so much I could cry.
I hope they make it. I hope they make it through.
I hope they make it through.
Were they like kind of like Muji? Like everything's just unbranded?
A little bit. Yeah. It just sort of has like Decathlon-ish brands. Like I bought these shoes that kind of look like they have a Nike swoosh, but it's like not quite right. I called them my Nukies. It's
legally not the Nike swoosh. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Decathlon.
This is one from back when I got back from my trip to Japan in December, using dash sight at the end of a name for malls. Really? I saw three or four of these where it was like, oh, this is the Shibuya site. And that was the name of the mall. There was one actually south of Osaka that we went to that had like this crazy cool bookstore and pancake shop in the basement. And it was weird. It was like you were in a department store, but it was a mall because there were separate stores on each level. And it was a something site.
That kind of reminds me of Barcelona. I love how we're reminiscing about times when you used to go to places mm-hmm. that were not your town also. Barcelona has a lot of places called an area, like a shoeseria. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, and some of them are pretty straightforward, like cerveceria, like a beer area. Sure.
Carniceria.
Cigar area and like sandwich area. And I just was like, this is so charming. I love how they're like, we don't need to fancy it up. It's a bagel area.
Watcheria, where we get our watches. Also, high vis wear.
Don't know what that is.
High vis is the like really bright orange or yellow that you usually associate with construction workers or people working doing road work. I started to see more people just wearing it, like riding around on a bike to kind of make sure they stand out. And I was thinking, and I think I'm wrong, that it might start just becoming a look of its own. I don't know that that's happened.
Maybe with the car. Well, because...
Yeah, because we all stopped going outside.
Mm-hmm. Although it could become a thing because people are walking around a lot more and they're walking in the streets.
Yeah, right.
You know, and there's that whole like closing off streets to traffic because you have to make such big loops around. So maybe don't get hit by a car while you're walking.
And then at one point I was thinking gummies were starting to become more of a thing. I found this DIY homeworld thing for making your own wine gummies, but I was also just noticing gummy and gummy bear, but not always bears, but gummy bear like things being sold more often in more locations, not just in candy stores.
I think that's true. And I think it partly coincides with how all the vitamin gummies then morphed into an everything gummy.
Right.
In fact, it was pointed out to me somewhat recently by my gentleman friend that almost all of the vitamins and supplements I consume are in fact in gummy form, the like black elderberry and the biotin and the melatonin.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. Great.
Oh no. If you go to the vitamin, I mean, you are, this is like a nailed it. This could have been a whole episode because gummy everything. And weed gummies are like,
yes,
everything right now. People are obsessed with the weed gummies.
That might have been one of the things that pushed me over the top was the whole weed gummy burgeoning empire. But I was also just seeing like gummies being sold in gift shops, you know, with they had no other visible candy, but they were like these little cute cubes full of gummies and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to make wine gummies. Wine gummies could totally become a quarantine thing. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The next sourdough is wine gummies. You heard it here.
It is.
That is not a prediction. That is a command. also, Rich suggested tintype photography.
I'm going to take Rich's word for this because Rich is super into.
Yeah,
he does have a lot of supporting links for that. I don't actually know what tintype photography is. Hold on, I'm going to click a link. We're doing this live.
That's where you do the sepia tone look. A lot of times at like amusement parks, you can get your tintype photo taken, and the tintype means it's like on tin instead of paper.
Right, got it. Yep, I see that. Okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
Let's see. My next thing here on the list is AFK, short for away from keyboard.
Okay.
Which has become like super slang. in the kid department.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of like how, I don't know, I guess we would use out of pocket or,
right. I was thinking,
sorry, I didn't answer your text. Yeah. I was in the bathroom, like whatever it is, but it's actually a setting in a bunch of different video games. AFK. Anyway, away from keyboard. And I kind of like it because it's a super useful shorthand for like, because weirdly, the expectation now is that we are always on keyboard. A-OK. Ha! A-OK! Which you're super not if you're on your keyboard all the time. But yes, AFK. Look it up. So you can see why it didn't make it into a full episode. But yeah, it is.
AFK is classic. But
it's a thing.
It's being repurposed or expanded, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's total gamer talk now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tech Ball. Was one I was going to try to figure out how to make into a thing. I heard the guys from the Marshall McLuhan Variety Hour podcast talking about this. It is, and I think we talked about it on a pre-show maybe. It's a game played on a curved table that is slightly like ping pong, but played with a soccer ball.
Okay. Oh yeah. I think I saw this in the rundown in the bullpen and I looked it up and was like, what on earth is this?
And there are leagues and, you know, tech ball. I'm obviously, not a lot of public tech ball happening these days, but, yeah,
maybe would have been a thing.
There was like, would've you been. Know, Premier League stuff in England being created for tech ball. TEQ, by the way, if you're looking it up, TEQBALL.
Hobo Johnson.
Hey now.
Was a thing. Which is not, I'm not calling you names here. Hobo okay. Johnson, the musician.
Oh, and
it's a nom de plume or a nom de guitar.
Sure.
The singer, like I started hearing the music everywhere and it's really cool. And yet did not seem to translate into quarantine era. Don't know why. Maybe he's not live streaming on Instagram. But for just a nanosecond, back in the time capsule, mm-hmm. Hobo Johnson was a thing and everybody was talking about him.
Victim of the change. Yeah.
I think so. Kind of.
I've been wondering what the hit of the quarantine is. Like, we don't have a song that everybody is rallying behind. Does it like, oh, yeah, this is the big song that everybody... that represents how we all feel. Like I kept expecting that to happen and it never has.
Well, yeah. Cause like Fiona Apple I had her in as a thing and then took it out because it just didn't last long enough. Mm-hmm. It's like she released an album, but everybody moved on. I wonder if like everyone's so distracted that you just cannot even agree on, uh-huh. I wouldn't even say that there's like an agreed upon. Well, I guess if there was a show of quarantines, probably Stupid Tiger King.
Well, and a bunch of artists didn't release their albums that they were going to release because they, you know, they wanted to hold off until they could tour behind them, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Good point.
Rich All also right, has Orange Cassidy, a wrestler dubbed the King of Sloth Style.
Okay.
MySpace style quizzes on Facebook. Wow. I had no idea that was happening.
Me neither.
And then Xiaoying food.
And the cooking by what? And he says like that there's all these YouTube videos that are cooking videos of this variety that are titled things like don't fry your pork, steam it with carrots. Yeah. Your child will never turn away. Good for seniors.
After the fall, you should eat more cabbages. Don't braise the pork ribs. Add a bowl of glutinous rice.
Yum.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hmm. I'm going to watch 10,000 of these and cook things because quarantine. Hilariously, a thing that has literally come and gone and been subsumed by the videos that I talked about last week is group sings. Oh, remember for a second in early quarantine when those were a thing? Adorable. Totally early over.
Quarantine. We've already, that's how long it's been going.
I know. We are mid to late quarantine now, depending on your state. I also have come across several times the casual use of the apparently new slang term fashy.
Ah, that's a good one. I noticed that too.
Short,
it was on Amazon, what was their Project Runway type show with Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum.
I feel like we might mean it kind of differently because mine is fascist, short for fascist.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not how I was using it. Okay. Never mind.
That's what I find so strange about it is that people are sort of casually throwing around like, ooh, I'm not sure about that messaging. It's a little fashy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
No, fasci as short for fascist.
That's so cute.
Which, if it's also being used as short for fashion, is strange and confusing.
Yeah.
Oh, and my gentleman friend says fasci is also a haircut. So this term is a hot mess.
Kreider says, I'm going to have to listen to this episode again because I've spent the last 5 minutes watching Tech Ball mixed doubles.
That does happen. That happened. That is the danger of the bullpen show, is that you're literally trying to like duck, duck, go things while we say them. Yep. And then be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. We didn't
like, I'm trying to look up fasci the haircut and figure out what is. Okay. This already came and went too, hating your own face on Zoom, which was so on point when I put it in the bullpen.
We got over it, I guess, or just used to it or whatever.
I think we just did, or we stopped doing it. I read a whole huge chunk of the David Foster Wallace Infinite Jest thing about videophony. Mm-hmm. Like, he has a whole thing about how in that book's timeline, everybody discovers video calling on your phone. And for like a 16-month period, it's awesome. And then everyone realizes like they hate it because they hate how they look and they hate having to pay attention during every meeting.
That's the one that gets me is yes! when you're on a video call and you have to not be looking away. Because it's different than in a meeting, in a real world meeting, you can tell when people aren't really looking at you, right? But in a Zoom meeting, everyone's always looking at everyone.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And it is the worst. And he talks about how it's basically like just like exhausting.
Yeah.
And so then everybody starts getting like really fancy masks. And background sound familiar. And then finally they're like, actually, a cool way to demonstrate your coolness is just to make a phone call.
I saw a headline today about Zoom fatigue, about, you know, people getting tired because of Zoom calls and why it's weird, you know. So that's kind of the next step from this, I think.
I wish there was a date on here because I would be like, yes, I was on that.
Yep.
And then finally, also a little bit come and gone, but still kind of there, Ina Garten. The cook, the TV chef, she had a brief moment of stardom when she made the giant quarantini. Again, early quarantine. Mm-hmm. But her recipes, like, people have been passing them around like crazy. She is like the, for whatever, I mean, there are lots of quarantine kitchen attempts, but Ina Garten is like owning it.
I'm really, really working on an iron butterfly pun here.
Turns out the fasci haircut is totally a thing, by the way. It's like, it's the high and tight. Oh my God. Amazing.
Wow.
The fashion.
And it is also based on fascist. So that one at least is in the same lineage. All right.
Yeah. No, same lineage. All right. Not fashion.
I was going to throw out community radio when I found time to find out how many there were. because I there was an Economist article about these kind of community radio stations popping up both on the internet and over the air, depending on the location, that were being done to kind of, you know, keep everybody in the community together. You know, you're everybody alone in their house listening to this radio station talking about what we're all going through. And it sounded like something that could definitely be a thing out there. But then I couldn't really find any other evidence of it other than that Economist article.
That's too bad because it seems like it would be a really cool thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But I guess you have us and podcasts.
Oh, that's also what I was thinking as I was listening to the podcast that they were talking about is like, isn't this like podcast?
Right. Aren't we doing that right now? And then also in the Discord. And so therefore we can all hang out together.
Right.
I'm going to lightning round through these last four things. One, meditation apps and more importantly, ads for them. In this time where there like aren't that many ads for things, all the ads are for meditation apps, which had already become a little bit of a thing. Everybody was into Calm. But now
you're totally right. It's like insurance, Verizon telling you how much they care, and meditation apps. Those are your ads.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Also, like a thing that was already a thing and now is an Uber thing, melatonin. Like, it was already kind of a thing and people were using it to sleep and you could get it in chewy form. And now everyone's using it. And I think I even saw an article that was like, how much melatonin is it okay to take during the pandemic?
And then I fell asleep asking.
And then I fell asleep. Cynically absurd stoner adult cartoons. Mm. They're all basically patterned off of Rick and Morty.
Ah, okay.
Recently. I mean, I think there was some originating cynically absurd stoner adult. It's basically Adult Swim. Someone will tell us
that Rick and Morty was just imitating.
Rick and Morty was a ripoff of something else, which was a blah, blah, blah. But yes, Adult Swim came along, right? And then everything became kind of like a grown-up cartoon. And now there are just tons of them. And they're all essentially a version of the same cartoon, the best of which I believe is Rick and Morty. But frankly, I don't know, because it's like not totally my bag, except for the occasionally really hilarious version of Rick and Morty. But dude, they are everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're absolutely everywhere. Right. And Rick and Morty is the most popular of them. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, there's a new one on Netflix that's called like something something Kingdom or something like that. I can't remember which one it's called, but I'm about to find out. But that's like the newest version of the Rick and Morty that has the like, and also apparently you just need to have weed gummies.
Yeah.
And you will love them.
And then your melatonin gummies for when you're done watching. Everything's easy.
Exactly. And then you're super sleepy. And then finally, and I don't know why, and I can't prove it, and I'm just throwing this out here as like a floater, I have seen so many Instagram ads lately and even virtual staging that's included Aztec printed rugs, which I think is very interesting because like, you know how Turkish rugs were sort of the like, I'm fancy. And then they went way out of style and all the going out of business signs on the Turkish rug stores were real. And it was all about like a nice geometric pattern, a really simple or modern rug. And now the Aztec printed rug seems to have taken over from the really, really minimalistic rug. And so I'm convinced that Turkish rugs are right around the corner, which is good because I have two and I'm never getting rid of them.
I feel like this is either too good for the bullpen because it's going to be so right, or you safely put it in the bullpen. Maybe it misses.
But I know, hard to say.
My gut is that this is, you're on. You get to take credit for that one.
Take credit.
I want to go buy an Aztec printed rug right now to be ahead of the game.
I mean, I will say they look really cool. They're the new, they are?
The diamond kind of pattern, right?
Yeah, exactly. The diamond, they're very geometric and they're bright colors. And I'm really sad because I just bought the faux fur cowhide rug and clearly those are over and it's all about Aztec rugs. Now I blew it.
Yep. Throw that away. Buy an Aztec rug.
Yeah. Just going to have to dump it.
All right. Ready to take a cleansing breath? I'm going to delete all of these from the bullpen.
Oh, God. What? This is so great. What a good idea.
Goodbye.
Are you guys tired? Are you exhausted? Did you duck, duck, go it all at once?
Well, we'll give you a break while we read your ideas back to you. Some of you.
Exactly.
In the feedback, Joe wrote in on work attire these days, just listening to episode 109. Guys, dress shirt up top and sweats down below is a work from home mullet. I heard this term in the first week of quarantine and I've been using it whenever I can. Work from home mullet. It's a thing. Tell your friends, Joe.
I fell back on the couch from laughing so hard. That is amazing. Carrie writes in on the ultimate Dalgona coffee confirmation. I mean, Tom, you could not have nailed this harder. Like, this was incredible. Carrie writes in and says, it is officially a thing for sure now that Alton Brown, who's also an enduring thing on his own, has done a video on making Dalgona coffee. Although here I should point out that the Discord, which has many experts on the topic, says that they believe he whiffed it. Oh, I'm not sure why, because I haven't seen it yet. They said, I don't know why. Tell us why. At Porter, how did Alton Brown whiff the whipped coffee thing? Marchismo agreed.
All credit goes to Korean Instagram, as viewed by my wife for the Dalgona coffee. So
it's like a super duper, super thing.
Yeah.
Super thing.
And it's really good. It's really good.
I'm going to have to make it.
That Charlie dude on a new remote activity. Oh, listen up, folks. I didn't know the virtual tag was a thing. Thanks for letting me know. There are some breweries down here in the South playing around with the virtual tag thing by passing beers. I've seen a couple of these beer ones now. By the way, my wife has been shopping for and figuring out the logistics for shipping a galvanized stock tank. She's going to make an above ground pool out of it. I think y'all talked about this a couple of years ago. Stay safe. That Charlie dude.
Shut the front door. I just thought they were for gardening and you can make a pool out of it.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. That's the new stage. It's like, oh, making a garden. That's so whenever we talked about it. Not now. Dude, now it's an above ground pool.
Above ground pools are a huge thing. Mark my words. They really are. I was thinking that they were like maybe like a budding thing, but oh my goodness, what a good crossover. I love you guys. And now to the other best part of the show. I mean, aren't they all just at this point like the greatest part of the show?
Listen, if you came for the things, we thank you. But if you came for the shout outs, we totally get it.
You know what's up. You're not new here. So the shout out section is where we honor those brave souls who support us on Patreon at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing. Today's shout outs are historical fantasy baseball edition. I got Creed. Tom gets this.
Wow.
Here are the players throughout. I just like shout out to producer Rich. Because this is going to be amazing. Here are the players throughout major, minor, college, and indie baseball that most closely resemble our shout-out patron names with quick histories and stat lines.
Oh, my gosh.
This shall is so we good. Begin?
Yes, we shall. Brad Sparks was a legend of those iconic Philadelphia Phillies teams from '03 until 1910. The big right-hander won 71 games over the course of four seasons and never posted an ERA above 3 during his prime. His best year might have been 1907, winning 22 games with a 2.00 ERA, averaging over 8 innings pitched per start. Unfortunately, the Phillies could never turn his great arm into a postseason success.
Wow. Actual player, Tully Sparks. Patron at the shout-out level, Brad Sparks. Second baseman, Ester Pena, started playing in the minor leagues in the mid-90s, stealing an impressive 41 bases for the Asheville Tourists in 1998. She got the big call-up in 2000 for the Colorado Rockies, slashing an impressive 844 OPS in an unimpressive 9 at-bats. A stint with the Brewers the following year didn't stick, and Ester played her last ball with the Long Island Ducks in 2006.
Real player Elvis Pena. Again, patron Ester.
Incredible. Incredible.
Gabrielle Cohen played her college ball with UCLA, slashing her way to an impressive 345, 404, 549 split in 2007 while playing left field for the Bruins. This was a major factor in her getting drafted 889th overall by Tampa Bay in 2009. Cohen had a solid year in 2010 with the Bowling Green Hot Rods in A-ball, but sadly her stint with the Charlotte Stone Crabs in 2011 lasted only 4 games before she walked away from the game.
Actual player Gabe Cohen, incredibly. Patron, Gabrielle Cohen. The Anaheim Angels hoped to get a potential Southpaw starter when they drafted Jake Woods in 2001. The lefty got to the majors quickly, pitching in 30 games as a rookie in 2003. Claimed by the Mariners the following year, Jake had a stint as a long reliever and spot starter for Seattle, but problems with control and pitching to contact landed him with the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in 2010, his last year in baseball.
Real player, Jake Woods, just like the real patron, Jake Woods. The tragedy of baseball is that even though you might love the game sometimes doesn't love you back. Louis St. Amour wasn't on many people's scouting radar when he joined up with the independent Long Beach Breakers in 2002. Sadly, his dreams of catching a big league eye came to an end after 81 at-bats. At least the plucky infielder has his education from Cal State Fullerton to fall back on.
Actual player, Louis L'Amour, patron, Louis St. Amour. I mean, unbelievable. And finally, Mike Doc Akins was a hurler from a different time in the game. Born in 1872 in Troy, Wisconsin, Doc got out of the Midwest on the strength of his arm, spending 2 years throwing for the Boston Americans and the New York Highlanders in 1902 and 1903. Unsurprisingly, an ERA of over 7 and a 2.14 whip didn't translate to a successful career in the big leagues at the turn of the century.
Real player Doc Adkins, slightly cheating patron name, Mike, instantly given the nickname Doc Akins.
Oh, Mike, we hope it was worth it to get the nickname Doc. Dude, producer
New York,
Rich.
New York Highlanders wore the New York Yankees. That was what they were called in their first few years.
Really? I need to know more about the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Iron Pigs. I want a hat. Go
Iron Pigs. I mean, how can we get Iron Pig merch? Is that not okay? Can we steal that? That's incredible. We can get
that. We'll work on that.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to It's a Thing, for supporting It's a Thing at patreon.com/It's a Thing, for just like joining us in the Discord, for making every Friday a thing to look forward to, even and actually especially in these troubled times.
Yes, you are helping us. Thank you. Keep those things coming. Email us feedback@itsathing.me.
You are helping us. We will see you back here next week, because you know what? We don't have plans.
Except for this.
Except for this. Okay, bye. Give it to me.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.